This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Joining us now, you can see his pretty face right there on YouTube at WI Sports Radio, at WI Sports Radio on YouTube, streaming our shows there. He is Andy Dorf, Dorf on Sports on Sirius XM Radio. Follow him on Twitter at Dorf on Sports. Andy, thanks for coming on, man. How are you?
I am super, my brother. Great to be on the show. And I was listening to you talk a little bit about Christian Yelich and the lack thereof in the postseason in that segment before me, man. I'll tell you what, disappointment when it comes to the Milwaukee Brewers is just something that is a norm for every Brewer fan. We see it every single time they get to the postseason. It's super unfortunate, but at the end of the day, look, the Dodgers were not healthy all year, and now you're seeing a healthy Dodger team, and that pitching is so dominant against our hitting. It's unbelievable, man. It's sad to see, to be honest with you.
Somebody listening to you right now just said, he said our. So give everybody your background for those that don't know your background, Andy Dorf.
I love it, man. I always love being challenged, brother. So, look, I grew up in that great state of Wisconsin. I'm born and raised. I grew up in Bayside, Wisconsin, and went to Nicolet High School, went on to Minnesota for a little while for college, and wound up here at ASU and never left this place because I'll tell you what, my friend, I don't know what you're looking at today, but it's 80, it's sunny, there's not a darn cloud in the sky, and life is beautiful in the Valley of the Sun, my friend.
I hate people like you. I didn't ask for a weather forecast. I asked for your background, and you got to drop it in. But since you want to be a smart aleck, right now where I'm at, it's 72 degrees and cloudy outside, I guess I would say. There's partly cloudy. I don't know. Sun in and out. 72. But that's pretty good for us here in Wisconsin, 72. Okay, let's talk about this Cardinals team. What is going on with the situation at quarterback right now for the Arizona Cardinals? I'm hoping there's no Kyler Murray. I'm not worried about Jacoby Brissett necessarily. But what's going on at quarterback?
There will be no Kyler Murray this weekend. He is definitely ruled out for Sunday's game against the Green Bay Packers. So Jacoby Brissett will be the guy. And quite frankly, I think you're going about this maybe the wrong way, because if you've looked at what Jacoby's been able to do the last couple of weeks, he's actually moved the ball pretty well.
It's not real.
And if it weren't for a few plays – yeah, but if it weren't for a few plays here and there, they may have escaped a couple of these games.
Hey,
so, look –
he is a backup quarterback for a reason. He is streaky as they get. This dude is good for a game here or a game there, but eventually he comes back to being Jacoby Brissett again, and that is what I fully expect. I to be honest with you, I think they're going to get a couple interceptions off this cat coming up on Sunday.
Here's the problem with the Green Bay Packer defense, in all honesty, when you mention that, is that even though they're pretty solid and they're pretty steady, they've had one game where they gave up 40 points. Other than that, the points that they've allowed have been more than respectable. But I don't feel like they're attacking like they were the first couple of weeks anymore, Sparky. So something's been lost with that defense to a certain degree. I think they can get it back, but at this moment in time, they're not attacking the same way that they did the first couple of weeks out of the gate. And I think that that's part of the reason you've seen some of the struggles with your Green Bay Packers or our Green Bay Packers.
Big talking point about around the Packers right now are two things. Number one, Micah Parsons and getting to the quarterback again. That would be one. And the second thing is their lack of turnovers so far this season. Last year, when this thing got going, Xavier McKinney was getting a pick every week, and they were doing great things from that perspective. They was bend but don't break. But for the most part, they got the turnovers when they needed them. This year, more consistently stopping the opposing offense for at least the first half to three quarters of a game. But then once you get to that fourth quarter, it's like, I don't want to say they ease up or whatever, but for whatever the reason, offenses make adjustments on Halfley's defense, whatever, and the offensive start to exploit this Packers defense a little bit. That's something else that the Packers have to look at. But again, from the Packers defensive standpoint, okay, Jacoby Brissett, fine. Marvin Harrison Jr. has been up and down for a majority of this year, so you don't know what you're going to get from him on Sunday. The running game is all banged up and hurt, so I don't think there's a legitimate threat at the running back position either.
Yeah, I mean, look, at the end of the day, it's next man up mentality. We've heard it so many times before, but we're there for the Arizona Cardinals once again, and they're gonna need guys to step up. Look, Michael Wilson can play. Xavier Weaver can do it. They got guys that can get it done. Michael Carter, he's been a little better than I expect him to be honest with you. Bam Knight, they're going to – it's running back by committee. It's wide receiver by committee. Marvin Harrison Jr., obviously still kind of in that protocol for the concussion, but we'll see. I mean, I do think that he will give it a go this weekend. Kyler, like I told you, he is not giving it a go, but – Jacoby Brissett has been better than advertised, and he is a backup, a career backup. We all know that, and it's not news. But as you said, he comes in and spells, and he does a decent job, and that's what he's done for the Cardinal team. It hasn't resorted in any wins because they've lost four straight, so they need to turn it around. I'm kind of with you. I don't think this is the week that they turn it around against the Green Bay Packers. I'm not saying that. However, you come to the desert, man. You just better be prepared to give it everything you got because they play extremely hard at home, Sparky.
Talking with Andy Dorf, Dorf on Sports, Sirius XM Radio. Follow him on Twitter at Dorf on Sports. I want to talk about the other side of the ball, right? Packers offense versus Cardinals defense. Your head coach is a defensive guy, came from the Philadelphia Eagles, obviously. What does the Packers offense have in store for them against this defense?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
I mean, I would like you to tell me that, but I'll tell you what the defense is going to have in store for your Green Bay Packers. They are going to try to get after Jordan Love, and they're going to try to be tough and physical on the front four and not let the Packers push that defensive line back. And, you know, you can say what you want about certain guys, but man, oh man, you have to give Calais Campbell some serious credit for the distractions that he's still able to have out there on a football field, even at his very, very old age. We all know that this is the last year for him, but he is still causing havoc out on the football field. And I look for him to, if the Cardinals have any chance, Calais has got to get in the backfield.
It's funny you bring up Calais Campbell, because in the last 24 to 48 hours, there have been Packer fans on Twitter going, go get him at the trade deadline and let him come in and play for the Green Bay Packers defensive line.
Yeah, I mean, look, at the end of the day, I don't think he's going to leave Arizona. The loyalty is really, really high. And, you know, I remember a conversation that he had with Coach Gannon before the season, and they talked about, you know, coming back and playing. And this is where his heart is. This is where his home is. I don't see Calais Campbell being moved in any way, shape, or form. However, look, man, stranger things have happened, right? We saw Luka go last year. We've seen strange things happen. We always hear the conversations about Giannis, and that we know, in my humble opinion, is all a bunch of nonsense. He ain't going anywhere. And he did finally come out and speak the other day and say, hey, I want to finish my life in Greece. And to be honest with you, Sparky, I'm not trying to go off on a tangent here, but you know, we're in this sports market and this sports media thing, and people like to create narratives. Why don't they create that narrative? Because at the end of the day, I got to tell you, I love that narrative about Giannis going back to Greece and just doing great things for his country. That would be a freaking amazing, man. So hey, I would love to see that.
Andy, if you don't want them to talk about Giannis the way they've been talking about Giannis, then tell his agents to shut up. That would be my first suggestion. If you don't want Shams Charania to talk the way he talks, then you can go tell Giannis's agents to stop talking to Charania. I said this before, I'll say it again. I am convinced more than ever they're the ones feeding all this to Charania is Giannis's agents. I think they're the ones that are going to benefit more than anybody else if they actually get him to a different market as far as deals that maybe they think they can cut.
However, listen, man, at the end of the day, this is what I'll say on this. And again, I don't mean to go off on a tangent.
You already sidetracked the whole interview now with Bucks. But go ahead.
I know how crazy that town is about Giannis. But think about it like this, okay? Have we ever met or known a sports athlete, a professional athlete, even a college athlete, maybe even a high school athlete? Have you ever known an athlete not to be one to be talked about by the media in a positive way, or about all the possibilities about what you could do somewhere else? It's not like they're talking about Giannis in a negative way. They're talking about him all good and how everybody should want this guy. He should be in New York. He should be there. He should be in Golden State. I mean, they got him going everywhere, man. So at the end of the day, I've never met an athlete that doesn't like to be talked about in a positive way, Sparky.
I'm going to avoid continuing this conversation for the sanity of myself and my own health, because I get way too worked up talking about Giannis lately. Andy Dorf, Dorf on Sports on SiriusXM. Follow him on Twitter at Dorf on Sports. Andy, thanks so much for coming on, man. I appreciate you.
Hey, brother, as always, and, you know, we always say this every time we get on together, you got to start coming on my show. I should come on your show. I love talking Wisconsin sports because you know how near and dear it is to my heart. Even though I'm in the Valley of the Sun, brother, I am a diehard Milwaukee Bucks, Brewers, Packers fan from today until the day I die, my friend.
There you go. There he is, Andy Dorf, joining us on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network guest hotline powered by Gruber Law. One call. That's all.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.